The what started, we want to convert a name from a male to female. So when I say musalli, when I say the word musalli,
put the tashkil if I have a different color.
I don't. Musalli. The word musalli. Okay? I want to. Musalli means the what? The one who's doing what? Prayer. The one who's doing prayer. Called musalli. Got this part right? Okay. So, if I want to convert it into female, so that's a male gender. MG means a male gender. Okay? I want to convert it. Who can convert it to a female? So this one is he. That's he. Okay? So who can convert it to she?
Musalliyat.
Musalliyat.
Musalliyat. Isn't it like a plural?
No, no, singular. So that converts into
musalliyat.
Oh, musalliyat. Okay. Now, look at this word. What did we do for musalli to make it a female?
Added
that. Is this that ta marbuta?
No.
Yes, it's that marbuta. Look at this. Oh. No, it's not that marbuta. It's not that marbuta. It's a musalliyat. However, the actual word is musalliyah. Musalliyah. So that's this means what?
Is that the girl form of musalli?
No, don't use this word. Say so. Female gender is she. So what did we do here to convert musalli into musalliya? We added what?
Ta'
marbuta. You know the difference between ta' marbuta and ta' maftuha? Like marbuta ta' or
yes.
Yeah,
open ta'.
One has that and the other is a circle with two dots.
Yeah. In terms of pronunciation, what's the difference?
Oh, huh? Ta' marbuta is like a hat.
Like a hat?
A hat.
Hat?
No,
ta'. Okay. It's like a hat when?
Hat. At the end of a word.
Okay. Now let me ask you another question. Do you pronounce the ta' marbuta the same time? I mean, the same way every time?
No.
No. Good. Now, can you explain now? When do you say ha, musalliyah, and when you say musalliyat?
When you're continuing. You say
perfect. Perfect. If you're going to stop, we say what? Musalliyah. So if we're going to stop, we say what?
Musalliyah.
But if we're going to continue, we say musalliyat. Do you get this part? That's the ta' marbuta. I like to call it troublemaking ta. Why? Because it pronounces differently. Just like confusing people. Okay? So, just like nickname, troublemaking ta, which is the ta' marbuta at the end. So, the rule here is, if we have X, then it's going to be X plus ta' marbuta. Okay, so if you have X, then it becomes what? X plus ta' marbuta. You understand this now? Now, if the ta' marbuta comes by itself. For example, we say, Zahra. You know what the word Zahra means? Zahra means?
Flower.
Perfect. Mashallah. So, Zahra. Okay. So, what happens here? What is this circle with this?
Ta marfu'a.
I'm sorry. Ta marbuta. So, when do I write ta marbuta like this? And when do I write it like this?
Oh, when it's not connected and when it is connected to the previous letter.
That's right. Good job. So if we're going to connect it...
I need a mic.
If you're going to connect it, then you use this. If you can't connect it. If you can't, then you use what? This.
Other one.
Got that part right?
Other one.
Okay. So can you pronounce this to me? Okay. When we continue, like... Zahratul Bayt.
Zahra continue, Zahra not continue.
So if I stop and say Zahra, I say what? Zahra. Okay? Zahra. If I continue, I say Zahratul Bayt. Zahratul Bayt.
So Zahra. To
So the flower house?
No, the flower of the house. Like if you have some, like a child who is really good, then you call that child the flower of the house.
Right.
It's here. Never me.
Right here.
But you're the middle child, so it doesn't work like that. The rules are made.
Okay. But if I stop, I say Zahra. Okay. Now, how can we tell the difference?
Okay, do you guys already have a copy?
Yeah, I got
one. I got one for...
Si, madame.
Si, por favor.
Once I convince Hamza to come back.
And learn
Spanish. Okay.
Is that my marker?
No.
Was it here?
Yes. Well, you can have it. I have another marker. But can you go get us a blue or green or... Two different colors for the tashkil.
The office is really busy right now. I can get it to you by second period.
Oh, just don't ask. Just go and grab it.
Ooh, steal it.
Okay.
They have a sign in and sign out sheet anyways.
Okay, just sneak in.
Okay. Now, is this, then how do I write the hat? What is the hat then? A hat means it's not like, it's always hat. It's always what? Hat.
When it's alone.
Okay? This is ta' marbuta. These are ta' marbuta. So we distinguish the hat from the ta' marbuta by these two dots. So if it's a hat marbuta, if it's a ha'ma b'buta, then we write it like this. Or like this. If it's a ha', just ha', not that marbuta.
So there's ha', and there's ta' marbuta.
Sorry, ta'. Ta' marbuta. But if it's a ha', how do we write it down? We write it down. We write it down like this, or like that. So what's the difference between both?
The dots.
The dots, okay, good.
But there's a hat marbuta too? I've never heard of that before.
No, there's no hat marbuta. Okay, so the difference is, now, how about that maftuha? How about that maftuha? How about that maftuha? That maftuha is? That maftuha. How do we write it down? That maftuha. So it's like this or this like this. If you want to connect it,
you have to add the line.
If you want to connect it from before, then use this. If you want to connect it, and it says the for the without anything connecting to it, then you do this. If connecting from both sides, then you do what? This. You got it?
So that's like, so the bottom one is like at the in the beginning, or like when you
no, the bottom
use it,
one is in the middle.
The yeah, bottom one, if you connect it from before, and if connected to other. Can you give me an example?
No.
Like say the word mutah.
Yeah, like that word.
The mutah. Mutah. It connects from, or the word easier than that. Or the easier than that. Fata. It's the word fata. The word what? Fata. It's connected from what? Before. So, got it. So now let me, okay. Here, back there. How do you write a ta connected to the after? Connected with something after. Is it, you write it this way, or this way? You know, connected to the word. So connected from both sides. Which one? I'm sorry, yeah. Go ahead. So, A, B, C.
Which one? Who are you talking to? She wants to know who it is.
Yes. If I want to connect the ta to a letter before and a letter after, then it is the last one. That's right. If it's alone by itself, then what?
B!
This
B or
B.
Or C.
How about if they connect it from what is before? This one. That's right. And then there is connected. How about connected with the one after? If it's connected with the one after, you're writing it like this.
Like if the first letter in the word.
Do you understand this? Do you have any questions about that? So, this is a rule. When I say rule, it means it has to be memorized. It has to be what?
Memorized.
Okay. There are exceptions. There are exceptions.
I'll buy one just for
you. Exceptions. Let's call this one rule one. And this, let's call this rule two. Okay. There are exceptions to rule one. What are the exceptions? When you read Surah Al-Shams, who memorizes the first ayah, or the first, the first ayah of Surah Al-Shams? وَالشَّمْسُ وَضُحَاهَا. Right? If I want to make it, a female.
Oh my God.
Now, if we want to make it a male, if we have a male instead of a shams, if I had a male word, like, for example, Al-Kitabi, huh? Waduhahu. Waduhahu. We're going to get about this conjugation right.
Female?
No. Waduhahu is for male. Waduhaha is female. So that proves what? Proves that the shams, I'm trying to prove to you that the word shams is a female word. Allah is saying, shams waduhaha. If it was a male, then it's a shamsu wa duhahu. Got it? But because it's female,
so the sun's a girl.
The sun is a female word. So this is exception to rule. So some people say, a common mistake, some people say, okay, Shams is a female word, and the female of it is the Shamsa, is the Shamsa. And that's, of course, it's a big mistake. Because that's why we need to learn the exceptions to the rule number one. Ash-Shams. Ash-Shams. The word is Shams. The word is Shams is the word the Shams is male word or female word?
Female.
Female word. Does it have a ta' marbuta?
No.
No. So that's male word. That.
I don't know.
These are the exceptions.
Oh, it's an exception.
Yes. Okay. That female word. That doesn't have that. So if I ask you to give me an example of a word that is female word,
mm-hmm.
It's female word.
Yeah.
But doesn't have that marbut. So that's a shams. What else? Do you have another? Yeah, what?
Bint.
But it ends with that.
Yeah.
Ta'neef.
It's not
ta'neef. It's not ta'marbuta, yes. But it ends with that ta'neef.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's the word bint.
Tuhibbu.
Tuhibbu.
Yeah, does that work?
Tuhibbu. Bint. Okay. So the bint. So that's a female gender.
How about to have
so not I'm sorry, female gender. Yeah. Bent is female.
Well, because bent means
it's already
girl.
Yes.
It means.
Yeah, it's already in a female format. And there's nothing you can do to convert it into male.
Because that means girl. How do you have a male and a girl? Change gender. Oh,
number two here is number two here is the two. It says, no way they can convert. Convert to. Convert to two.
I'm talking. Extracting him. To male.
The opposite gender. The opposite gender. So can I convert a shams?
Oh my God, please be quiet. I'm trying to focus. Okay.
Yes, you need to be quiet. Okay. Okay. So there are other words that same thing, like if you say Alhamdulillah. Can I convert the word Alhamd to that's a female gender. Alhamdulillah means thanking Allah. Can I convert this into a female version? Alhamd, thinking. Is it possible? No. There is no Alhamdulillah, like Surah Fatiha, Alhamdulillah. There is no female version of Alhamd. Okay? So, and so forth. Other examples. Okay. Now, let's convert few words into ta'anif. The word shariba. The word shariba. How can we convert the word shariba? I have the roasters here. Check. Or let them pass it around. Did I get your homework?
Me?
Huh?
No, he just came in.
So, shariba. I want to convert shariba to a female. Shariba means a guy.
Shari.
A guy.
Bah.
Yes, a guy.
Shariba.
So this is a female gender. Female gender. Female gender, if you look at the first page, which is the page of definition. How do you say female gender?
Female
is
toxic cap
in a
movie. Sammy, oh, I already said that one. Danya?
Munath.
It's not your
either.
Is it?
Munath. Huh? Munath.
So, yes, there is not.
That's
Munath
means?
A female.
A female. Mudakkar means?
Mudakkar means
male.
Male.
Male. So. Female
means
me too.
Mu'anna.
The two stupid ones, buddy, you drop down water. He'll take it next year.
Oh, you have to be
I'm done
outside.
Next year.
What?
If you commit to me, I'll be outside.
I can please let us go.
Don't let them go, they are too stupid. Why not let them learn when they need to learn?
Ah.
Why stop them from learning?
Oh my
learning?
God.
I know. You need to learn.
You can also say
I said
we can also say this is female gender and this is male gender. Okay, so back here, what is the name of what's the name of female of male gender?
Female of male gender.
No.
A transgender.
Male gender.
Male.
What's the name in Arabic? Mu'annath. Repeat after me. Mu'annath.
Mu'annath.
Mu'annath. How about? How about the male
wait,
word?
Female. Isn't that female? Mu'annath?
Yes.
Mu'annath
yeah,
is female.
And female is?
And
male is?
Mu'annath.
Mudakkar.
Mudakkar.
So the title. The title of the lesson that you have in your hand right now, it says what? Mudakkar wa mu'annath. So what's the title of the lesson to?
Mudakkar wa
mudakkar and?
Mu'annath.
Mudakkar and?
Mu'annath.
Mudakkar
and mu'annath.
So what is mudakkar? Mudakkar is male gender or female gender? Huh?
Male.
Male gender. How about? Mu'annath, female gender, that's right, that's right. Male gender and female gender. Okay. let's convert this female gender or male gender, Shariba.
It says low battery on your phone.
Fine.
Is it recording still?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's recording.
How to convert Shariba into female version?
What?
Huh?
Wait, what?
How do you convert Shariba into
Shariba?
No.
Sharibat.
Sharibat. Is it ta' maftuha or ta' marbuta? No, ta' maftuha. Sharibat. This one is the female gender. You understand this? The female gender?
Yes, you understand this.
Okay.
You guys can shut up.
I'm going to give you another example. So what did we do here? We added what? Did we add ta marbuta or ta maftuha?
Ta
maftuha. Okay. Ta maftuha. Now, why this is ta maftuha? But here it is ta' marbuta.
Is it because of the...
It's because this is a verb and these are nouns. This is a verb and these are nouns.
Yeah.
So if it's a verb, it's always ta' maftuha. Mm-hmm. If it's a verb, then it's always ta' maftuha.
If it's a noun, it's always ta' maftuha, right?
Ta maftuha. Ta what? Maftuha. Now, okay, so there is no ta marbuta in this case. We have ta maftuha. Okay, so sharibat. Okay, now if I give you a word like for example, al-masjid. Al-masjid, is it a male word or a female word?
Al-masjid.
Male.
Female word, right?
Female.
Right? No, wrong.
Why do you keep doing this?
Yes!
So the masjid is a male gender. The masjid is a male gender.
He's like female.
The masjid is female is male gender. The masjid is what?
Male gender.
Okay. Can we convert it into a female gender?
Yeah.
No, we cannot. We cannot convert to female gender. Okay. Females are not.
We cannot. It's male gender.
Because the male gender.
Did you say
Uram?
I said
Imam.
Like,
okay. They always okay. If we say if we use Arab Gizi, you know the Arab Gizi, which is a mix of Arabic and English.
Arab Gizi.
Like
the slang.
Wait,
but like, are
there
like slang
in Arabic? If we say man. And I consider man to be an Arabi word.
Yeah.
So how to get the female of man?
Whoa.
According to this rule.
Whoa.
So you say mana.
You
say what?
Female man. To male in
mana.
English. You have man, okay. Mana. Man, woman.
Yes, but is it right? The word man, can the word man convert to male?
No.
No.
Mana.
So,
men.
Rajul, This is female. Hey, guys.
Guys, don't cut yourself. Ladies, don't cut yourself. I know life is hard right now. You don't have the right nail polish or the right skirt.
Yo.
You think. Don't cut yourself right now. Please.
Dude,
this
is probably
the
biggest concern is they left one.
Oh my god, dude, my teacher cried all day.
Okay.
Well, the new song
is
not
that
good.
The
new
song
is not that bad.
Always.
Okay.
Now I'm going to pass by, and every one of you, I'm going to give he or she, okay, a female word. Or male word, and I ask you to get the opposite. So some of them will have an opposite, others do not have an opposite. So I'll quiz you. Let's start here. If I give you the word al-insan, you know what the word insan is? What is it?
Insan.
Human, that's right. The word insan means human. And the reason we call insan, by the way, is from nisyan. Nisyan means forgetness.
So Allah is giving. From insane?
No. Allah's giving. Okay. So now here, let's say insan. Can you convert it to the female version?
No. Oh, me?
said, come on.
Let's
Anam would like to answer instead of me.
No.
Okay. How about this rule? I'll give you a hint. This rule. Insana. Or insanat.
Insanat.
So I'm going to pronounce it both ways to understand that it's ta marbuta. It's either insana or insanat.
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 Insana. Okay. Is it acceptable in the Arabic language to say it? Yes, it's acceptable.
Okay, that's good.
What is not acceptable in Arabic language, for example, is to convert the word shams into female, into male version. You can't.
Yeah.
Just like al-masjid.
So there are some words that you can't.
How about the qamar? The qamar is what?
Male.
The qamar is
the moon.
Moon. If I give you the word qamar in Arabic, how do you convert it into a female word?
You don't.
Okay. According to this rule, technically speaking, you can do that. Technically speaking. Okay. However, this word is meaningless in Arabic language. So you can add ta shata marbuta. But it's meaningless. So what is that word again?
Qamar.
Okay. Now, sometimes you get a girl her name is Qamara or Qamarat. Yeah, fine.
Qamara.
Okay.
She's red.
Fine. But you can just use it as a name. You don't use this in even if you talk to some people use it as a female, saying Qamar. I am Qamar, a female name. Okay? However, these are what names? All right. So I'm going to ask you to, I'm going to give you a word and ask you. Huh? I'm going
to. What is everybody
thinking? I'm paying attention. Rajul, which is man. Apply this rule. Rule one.
Wait, does it apply to that?
Yeah. Just go ahead and apply it and they'll tell you. Huh?
What, Rajula?
Rajulat. Rajula or Rajulat?
Rajula.
Now, is this acceptable in Arabic? No.
No.
Okay. No. Why? Because of the meaning. Come over here.
How many times has he told you that? Stay
no,
over.
I move. Shut up. You guys talk like 58
I give
times.
You, I give you my...
He told
my
soul is a teacher. He told me to shut up.
Yeah, because they talk so much and you don't move their
room. Okay. So technically speaking, you can apply this rule almost to everything. Technically speaking, you can apply this rule. You can apply this rule to everything.
Okay.
However, these are names. But how it's a verb? What if it's a verb? Where is that verbal book? So we put here akala and akalat. Where is it? Looks like I erased it. Okay, that's fine. Oh, it's right there. Shariba. If it's a verb, I guarantee you. If it's a verb, you can always bring the female version. So if it's noun.
If it's a noun, you can't, you know, use the verb
version. Do you understand this?
See.
Noun is not always. If it is verb, it's always.
Oh my God, mind your own
business. Okay. Do you understand when you put on the board, when I put on the board that if it's a man, if it's a noun, then it's not always.
Always.
If it's a verb, then it is?
Always.
Always. Always what?
Always can be converted to the female version or the male version.
Always. Okay. So the equation is? The equation with a word plus that. Hello? The word plus that. If it's verb, it is always. If it's a verb, then it's always. If it's a noun, okay. So the rule is, if the word is a verb rule, can you always get the female version? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Unless the meaning is odd. Unless the meaning is odd. So we say laiba, huh?
Yeah.
لعبت. نام نامت. So if we say men's room, okay, it's not دخل men's room would be logically wrong. Okay. However, I'm sorry. دخل male room. It's all right. دخلت female room. If we switch, it doesn't work. All right.
You don't understand what you just said.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Good. Okay.
But
okay. Look.
Thank you for the glasses.
Yes.
I apologize.
But look.
Shut up.
This rule. Okay. And this rule. Okay. This rule can be applied for names if the meaning makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But
and it's tamar buta for verbs and tamar buta for nouns, right?
That's right.
Okay. Wait, do we have homework? Let's go.
The homework is in the notes.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Thank you so much.
Wait,
do I know what
you're
drinking?
Don't harass the poor girl.
Brother Zaini.
Yes.
Go.